And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. A very hot Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph, Jay, Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen. And wow, that was quite a discussion on The Purge. The movie was, I thought, very, very good.
Yes. I'd
recommend it for this weekend. It's probably really, obviously not for kids. So, I mean,
no,
should be
it's
at least,
rated
what,
R.
18
it's,
maybe?
It's rated R.
Oh, yeah. So what is that? 18, 21?
Yeah. Well,
17.
Oh, it's 17.
Without guardian, you know.
Without a guardian?
Without a guardian, you have to be 17 at least.
Okay, I think you, yeah. Okay, so it's not for kids. Let's put it that way.
So, again, give us a call if anyone has any more comments about the annual purge. If you would purge, I'm curious, do we have any listeners out there who would purge? And that's what I want to take a couple minutes to discuss as well. You know, so give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480.
I think deep down inside you're trying to tell us that you would purge.
I'm saying that there might be things that I would do. You
like
know
what?
Oh,
like
really?
What? Like what?
Yeah, let's talk
okay.
About
all
that.
Right. Let's talk about this. This is interesting.
Yeah.
No. Of course, I would not hurt anyone.
Okay.
I would not physically harm anyone.
How about emotionally?
Emotionally? How do you emotionally harm someone?
But, you know. Yeah. Through
call
their...
them stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
that would hurt. That would hurt someone.
Yeah.
Or pretend you like someone and then you dump them.
Okay, that's would not you... illegal though. That's
no, no,
not
no, no,
illegal.
No. But what would you do that would be illegal if you had somebody tell you that there was a purge going to happen
what
for
would
12
you do
hours
that night?
Today? What would you do?
I would try to take revenge on some of the people that hurt me in the past.
Well, how would you
why
take
not?
That revenge?
I don't know. I would. Why would I share that over the air? Because then those people might be listening.
Because we're having a discussion.
Do those people know that you don't like them?
Of course.
They do?
Oh. Yes, they do. Of course.
Give us an example. Not any names, but who would... I think we have
well,
another caller.
You said you wouldn't kill them, but
I
what
would not
would
kill
do?
Them. But I'm saying that I would scare them. I would scare them.
Like you would trash their car.
Oh, so you
yes,
wouldn't hurt
course.
Them.
I would just...
What?
Destroy their property. You know?
Oh, destroy their
yeah,
property.
Like you said, you know,
hurt
their car, hurt them financially, something like that. I would.
That's
make sure.
Only if there is a purge. Now, if
only
there's
if
not
there's
a purge.
If there's not a purge, then I'm not going to do it. But if someone says that you are allowed to do this, then you know, I feel like there
he
are a lot of people
like
out there.
He feels like that's permission.
I feel like that there is permission, and a lot of people would say, you know what, I would do that. So let's bring on Bobby. Bobby, thanks for calling in to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Joseph, I suggest you think that through really deeply.
Okay.
I
good
agree.
Girl, Bobby. Good
because
girl.
Because there is such a thing called karma.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Everything you do that's negatively put out, even though someone has done it to you negatively, will come back 10 times to get you.
You are quite correct.
And the other thing, that you can kill people emotionally. I was almost an autistic child throughout my childhood because I had an aunt who abused me. Physically, she did not harm me, but emotionally, verbally, made fun of, etc., damaged my psyche, and I think I was lucky enough to have good insurance and knowing what to do to bring myself up from that hellhole. Otherwise, it could have affected me forever.
See, I think
emotional,
Bobby makes a great point.
Killing would almost be a merciful thing in some compared to emotion.
See, now here's someone on Periscope says, "Who doesn't get over it? Who doesn't get emotionally abused in this world?" See, that is the kind
Stop.
Of. I know. See, that is the kind of comment that I feel that would cause people to purge.
Exactly. But that person needs to educate themselves, too, in the reality of what happens to his nature when he's not here or even when he's here. Karma is a bitch, and she will get you. It's a she.
It's a she?
It is. Okay. Well,
really?
Actually, she is. You're right. She,
I didn't know karma.
Correct.
I have to get in a place where I'm not knocking out the phone. I'm in the middle of 48th Street in Southern, for God's sake.
Again?
Yeah.
Are you tied to another pole or something?
No, there's a pole out
tied
there. I wanted
to
jump on it. Huh?
Okay. Who's that?
I wanted to... No, a pole.
Okay,
from,
but there's someone
Poland?
Talking in the background there.
Oh, that's people. That's... Where I'm at the Arc volunteering.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's excellent. That's excellent.
Well, they asked if they would purge.
Yeah.
We got our woman on the street right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people have
well,
to...
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Very insecure people will purge. People who are insecure and think shallowly and don't really know who they are.
Or real angry people that are so
yes.
angry.
Yes. but that the anger could have been from something they don't even know where it's coming
correct.
From.
Also,
they never soul searched themselves.
But also fresh wounds, okay? Fresh wounds hurt more than the older wounds. So if someone is harmed, say that there was a purge tomorrow and someone harmed me today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. What?
Suck it up.
Exactly.
Suck it up,
okay,
Buttercup.
But I'm saying that there's a lot of people out there who would not be able to suck it up.
Don't worry about them. You worry about yourself.
I agree.
Okay. All right. That's a good point.
And
the other thing is
you're saying tomorrow, like instant gratification.
Exactly.
But let's say the purge happened the day before they offended you. Would you then have an entire year? Do you see that?
And some people
think
would.
About,
some
right,
people would
but,
plan.
But you just said that. You just said I would have an entire year. So what are you putting out? What energy are you putting out thinking about that? It's just like when you said there are some people who have hurt you that you would want to take revenge on if you could.
And by the way, I'm doing that, I would not really do it. You're taking dramatic license. Yes,
okay.
I'm trying to get people riled up to call us out.
No, but that's what I was going to say because that puts out that negative energy that comes back to you.
You mean
big
I have
time.
To call my insurance company and lower my rates now?
You can try.
your purge insurance?
No, I thought.
Do you have purge insurance?
As soon as you said that, I texted my insurance guy and I said, up my insurance.
Because
I know
he was worried Joseph might come after
my property.
Oh, right.
So I can lower it now?
Yes, you can lower it. I would not purge. But I'm saying that there might be controversy. There would be people out there.
Say,
this is good discussion. Good discussion and very deep discussion, and it can go on for 10 hours. Joseph, you've got potential.
Thank you.
Just don't follow your instincts because they're not mature enough yet.
Ooh, wow.
Okay. Let me know when the bar crawl is.
All right, I'll let you know.
Bobby,
you know
he's 32 years old.
Yeah, I don't care how old he is. You know, diapers fit everybody. Okay?
What size diaper?
I love
Joseph?
That. That's it. They fit everybody.
They fit everybody.
Even a duck.
Even a duck.
Frozen
would be disappointed in your behavior, too, so let's not
go
there.
But here's, I want to make one. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in,
Bobby. I got things to do, like old shoes
to
clean up.
Continue to listen. We got some great.
I do. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Have a happy 4th of July. But I want to make another point. Say you cannot afford something and you really, really want it. Okay, here's 2 points. Three points. One, you cannot afford something, but you really, really want it. Say you want a TV.
TV.
And you really want it. There's a lot of people out there would say, you know what? I'm going to go out and steal that TV. Because it's legal for me to do so.
Well, during looting times, they did.
Right.
The Watch riots, right, Eric and Kathleen? The riots.
The LA riots.
Yeah, Simi Valley, right? Yep.
Yeah. Now
they actually did that. In fact, this is a good discussion. Because in that context, when you see...
That was like a purge.
Yeah, it was. And you see all your neighbors going in at once. Would you be tempted to go in? Because the whole store is filled of what you would call, quote unquote, regular people.
Yeah.
Now, would you go?
No.
Okay.
No. But also say in the purge anarchy, again, 602-252-1480 if you want to participate in this conversation about purging, 602-252-1480. If someone hurt someone and killed someone that you care about.
Oh, good question.
This is what's dealt with the Purge Anarchy, the movie that you didn't see. Frank Grillo is faced with that.
Right, and that's he's the one who. Spoiler alert?
Yeah.
He's one that got shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. And so if someone killed someone you
Real
deeply
close.
Care about, someone really close, either a significant other or a family member or whatever it may be, you would not. Have a thought, you know what, during the purge, I am going to hurt that person.
You know, that is a fascinating question.
And
that is a great question of context.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there who would say, you know what, because they say in the movie, that would make me no better than that person. And that's the attitude that we have to have.
So the question is what part, how strong is the law to prevent someone from naturally... doing something
to naturally hurting someone that hurt them.
So Eric
and
Kathleen,
someone they love.
If that happened, would you feel like revenge if you're allowed to someone really close to you? That's a tougher one, huh?
I would consider it.
Yeah,
because
that's interesting.
I've said this my entire life. Someone can hurt me, and you know what? It's fine. But if you hurt someone that I love,
yeah, what happens?
You're done.
Wow. So you would consider it too?
I would consider it. if someone hurt someone that I love. If someone hurt a family member,
like
or a significant other, or whatever, what have you, if someone hurt Frozen, you know, my
what
pet
would
duck,
happen?
I would purge,
what about,
and I would destroy that person.
What?
You mean like
wow.
I would destroy
done.
That person?
Kill
yes.
the person?
What if
emotionally
what,
or physically?
Yeah.
What if that?
Everything.
What if that person begged you to forgive the person that did it to them?
That would be, and that's another interesting discussion.
That is a good discussion.
Because you'd have to, you'd be faced with, again,
because
if forgiveness,
it's somebody
the power
that you really cared about,
yeah,
that was injured by that other person.
But what if they're no
they
longer around?
You,
what if they're
and
dead?
They saw you, right? But think about what they would want for
right.
you, because they wouldn't want you to go down that road,
right? And again, because that
makes you no better than that
exactly.
other person.
You wouldn't be going to prison or anything like that because it's during purge time.
It doesn't matter though.
You're a prison in your mind.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And you go down that same road, and that makes you no better than that person who
exactly.
injured the person that you love.
Wow, nice discussion. I think. That is a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And like we said, you know, like Bobby said, we could talk about this for 10 hours. We're going to bring it to a close in this segment. But, you know, again, I think we only have a couple more minutes in this. Until the purge is over? Yeah. 602. One more final time. I'll give out the number 602-252-1480. We've got lots and lots of comments on our Periscope feed that I'm not reading out loud. But, you know, so some people would participate in the purge and some people would hide. Someone says that they would hide with their cat. That's what I would do. If no one hurt anyone that I loved, I would take Frozen and I would like tunnel underground.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing discussion. That is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I forget. I had another point about it, but you know, there are certain situations where we would be faced with. Okay, Dave. Say you mentioned insurance, and say here Joe's situation. If you were faced with needing money in order to afford something and the purge was coming up, you wouldn't say, you know what, I might do something? So, again, we'll bring it to a close, but I'm just making that point.
Yeah.
If you need something in order to survive or you need something in order for someone's medical treatment.
And they had movies about that too.
Yes.
If it's to save a life, maybe that becomes a higher value.
Yeah.
And you have to maybe do what you got to do.
They deal with Mr. Freeze on Gotham on TV. So, you know.
That's another great question.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
And we should have that discussion because it does, from an NLP point of view, what value is now more important?
Yes.
And
so let's go ahead and take a break. This is our next guest. So we're going to take a break. And again, thank you very much for everyone for listening and participating in our purge discussion. And this, of course, is ROCK in the USA.
I don't know that one.
John Mellencamp.
Rock. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Cougar?
Yes.
I thought only women are cougars.
I guess
why
he changed
his
name.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.